After almost 5 years, a jury is now deciding whether Kirk Zimmerman of Bloomington killed his ex-wife Pamela. Before that, prosecutors and the defense made their day-long closing arguments. Coming up, what they said. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Friday, May 3rd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Let's lead off with one of the highest profile murder cases in recent history here in Bloomington Normal. The fate of Kirk Zimmerman is now in the hands of the jury. GLT's Mary Cullen was in the courtroom for closing arguments.
Closing arguments wrapped up Thursday afternoon in Zimmerman's murder trial, where he stands accused of killing his ex-wife, Pamela Zimmerman, in November of 2013. Prosecutors painted a picture of a greed-filled man whose only way out of a financial burden was murder. The Zimmermans divorced in 2012, and a lengthy child support battle ensued the following year. 10 days before Pamela's murder, Kirk Zimmerman received a package detailing the near $4,000 he owed his ex-wife in backlog child support. During closing arguments, prosecutors argued that financial stress and the possibility of further legal action was enough to push Kirk Zimmerman over the edge. The state attempted to show Kirk Zimmerman was already under financial stress with a negative monthly income. Prosecutors say the overdue child support was the only stress Zimmerman could alleviate. Pamela was found dead in her office from 4 bullet wounds, one through her hand and into her chest, another through her arm, a third through the head, and a fourth in her back after she was already slumped onto the floor. Prosecutor Brad Rigdon says the repetitive shooting shows the killing was personal, and the fourth that was shot after Pamela was visibly dead shows hate. In their closing argument, the defense accused the state of speculating and not providing evidence beyond a reasonable doubt. Defense attorney John Rogers says Kirk Zimmerman was treated as if he was guilty from the start of the investigation. He says Bloomington police did not properly investigate other suspects and could have easily tampered with the state's only physical evidence. Jury deliberations started at 4 p.m. and lasted until the judge sent the jury home at 6 to pick up again on Friday morning. For The Leadoff, I'm Mary Cullen.
And here are some of the other stories we're following in the GLT newsroom. A judge in the Bloomington Coliseum fraud case has dismissed all charges against Kelly Klein. She was one of 5 former Coliseum managers accused of running that fraud scheme. One of them has pleaded guilty, and charges against 3 others are pending. We're following flooding around McLean County. Rivers, creeks, streams, and some rural roads are flooded, though the Emergency Management Agency's director says we've been fortunate so far that no homes have been flooded out. And Bloomington's Miller Park Zoo will debut their new American Alligators exhibit. Members of the zoo got a sneak peek last night, and the general public can see the 2 big reptiles starting today. Breaking news, it is the freaking weekend, and here to preview a few things going on is GLT's music director, John Norton. Hello, sir.
Hi, Ryan. How you doing?
Good, good. Earlier this week, you were all excited about this conversation you had with Sarah Voss from the Wisconsin-based folk duo Dead Horses. They're playing Saturday in Bloomington. So what's her story?
She grew up in a fundamentalist church. It's the Missouri Synod strain of Lutheran, and she talked about internally how she rebelled, even though she didn't really rebel externally. But her father was kicked out of the church. He was a pastor for that church and got kicked out of the church. So the whole family got kicked out of the church because her 2 brothers were probably, she didn't say why, but they probably had some mental health issues. So the church said, if you can't control your kids, you can't control the congregation. So they got booted out. And she says, even though she recorded albums before this one from 2018 called My Mother the Moon, she said this probably is the best representation of how she feels about a lot of things that led from that or came out of that anyway. So it's just a gorgeous album. They sort of bill themselves as an alt folk trio, but they're not wild and crazy or anything. They're just beautiful, just gorgeous music. She plays guitar. Daniel Wolf plays bass. and she's just a wonderful songwriter.
And they're playing at the Hallowed Hall, and that's a venue in town folks might not have heard of. What is that?
It's at Haphazard Press in downtown Bloomington. Karen Bridges from the Bloomington duo Stone and Snow worked with Haphazard Press to create sort of a DIY venue where they bring in these really talented touring artists, and it's only like 50 people. It's ticketed in advance, and it's a really cool show, a really intimate little atmosphere. And part of the deal with your ticket is Haphazard creates a poster specifically for the event. So not only do you get to see a great show, you get to take home this beautiful poster from Haphazard Press.
Here's a bit of your conversation with Sarah Voss from Dead Horses from today's episode of Sound Ideas.
It's also kind of a little bit of a nod to my sexual orientation, being gay, you know, kind of saying, I'm sorry, mom and dad, like, I'm sorry that you don't believe that that's okay, you know, and that you think that that's sinful. I'm sorry.
Well, that's an interesting twist. I didn't know that ahead of this interview. So how difficult was that to approach your parents with, and how did they react to it?
That was really hard for me. It took me until I was in, you know, my 20s. And I have to say, my parents are really great people. They're very loving. And I never, ever once doubted growing up that they loved me unconditionally. And, you know, and personally, I think that's the most important task for a parent, is to love their children unconditionally. And I received that growing up. So I, just based on that alone, I feel like I had a good childhood. And I understand that it challenges their worldview and their faith. And I've kind of had to say, well, that's not my responsibility. That's theirs. Because, you know, if you ignore that part of my life, you're missing out on a lot of my life.
That was Sarah Voss from Dead Horses with John Norton. You can catch more of that interview on Sound Ideas later today at noon and 6. So, John, what else is happening this weekend? Any other good stuff on the music scene?
So if you like your blues, the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band out of Champaign-Urbana, they're back in town. They're playing jazz up front on Friday night. The Natu Band is playing Six Strings Club in downtown Bloomington. I've got to chase this guy down. I've never talked to him. He's a former boxer, and he's playing modern country music now. But he was like a highly ranked former boxer, and he was training with people like Evander Holyfield and that. So he's an interesting dude, and he's playing some real fun melodic music. And at the Castle Theater, William Elliott Whitmore is in town. And as he's being billed, a man armed only with a banjo and a bass drum can be a formidable force. So I know a lot of folks I've been talking to are looking forward to that show as well.
All right, John, thanks for popping on the Leadoff this morning. Before we let you go, tomorrow, Saturday, it's opening day for the downtown Bloomington Farmers Market. That starts at 7:30 in the morning. A bit later in the day, at noon, the City of Bloomington, Town of Normal, McLean County, and Friends of Constitution Trail will host a joint event at Connie Link Amphitheater in Normal, celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Constitution Trail. There'll be some live music and light refreshments. Thanks for listening to The Lead Off. If you haven't already, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also add the Leadoff skill to your Alexa flash briefing. Support for GLT as the Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at wglt.org.